This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Police reform in the United States is the topic of debate on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Wednesday. Senate Republicans have offered their legislation promoting police accountability for their actions, while House of Representatives Democrats are moving to advance their more far-reaching measures to curb abusive conduct. It's an urgent debate in the U.S. and around the world. It comes after national and global protests over the death of George Floyd, a black man who died in police custody 3 weeks ago when a white officer kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. Then, last Friday, a police officer in the U.S. city of Atlanta, Georgia, fatally shot a black man, Rayshard Brooks, in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Tuesday to create a database of police misconduct. The president has also said he won't consider any changes to legal protections for officers from lawsuits, though one key Republican senator, Lindsey Graham, seemed open to the idea. The brother of the late George Floyd urged the United Nations Wednesday to investigate U.S. police brutality and racial discrimination. Floyd is the black man whose death under the knee of a white officer roused world protest against racial injustice. Philanise Floyd spoke with the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva by video and urged the creation of an independent commission to investigate American police killings of black people and violence used against peaceful protesters. He said, quote, "You watched my brother die. That could have been me. I am my brother's keeper. You and the United Nations are your brothers and sisters' keepers in America, and you have the power to help us get justice for my brother, George Floyd." The urgent debate is scheduled to continue Thursday. From Washington, this is VOA News. The new coronavirus has caused more than 445,000 deaths worldwide from more than 8.2 million infections. The United States has the most deaths, more than 117,000, and the most infections, more than 2.1 million. China closed schools in Beijing and restricted air travel from the capital Wednesday to halt an outbreak of coronavirus cases and dampen fears of a second wave. The new Chinese cluster and surging infections in Latin America and South Asia have raised fresh doubts about how quickly the world can control the pandemic. It has forced sports, entertainment, and cultural events off the calendar for the past 3 months, but the resumption of the English Premier League Wednesday after a 100-day exile marked a return to a bit of normalcy, but life is far from normal in Europe. Sweden passed the grim mark of 5,000 deaths as cracks began to emerge in the political consensus the government has until now enjoyed over its softer approach. And amid a frenzied scramble to find a treatment or a vaccine, British researchers announced a common steroid could reduce deaths among COVID-19 patients. However, the lack of a vaccine means nations continue to rely on lockdowns or other lesser restrictions to curb the spread of the virus. Group of seven foreign ministers Wednesday urged China to reconsider its proposed security law for Hong Kong in a statement in the midst of top-level U.S.-China talks. Quote, "We strongly urge the government of China to reconsider this decision," the G7 ministers said in a statement shortly before U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was due to open talks with a senior Chinese official in Hawaii. They said they had grave concerns about the law, which China has vowed to draft for Hong Kong, which was promised autonomy by Beijing before Britain handed over the financial hub in 1997. The security law would ban subversion and other perceived offenses in the city, which saw major pro-democracy protests last year. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is facing his biggest crisis yet in his bid to foster reconciliation with North Korea. Pyongyang blew up the Inter-Korean Liaison Center Tuesday and is rolling back on arguments. Now North Korea has announced the redeployment of its forces near the border and angrily rejecting Seoul's offer to send envoys to reduce tensions. Combined with its moves over the past week, North Korea has now reversed many of the achievements made during a series of historic 2018 meetings between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Moon. The United States has imposed its toughest sanctions yet, targeting Syrian presidents, choking off revenue for his government. The move is to force Syria back to United Nations-led negotiations and broker an end to the country's nearby decades-long war.